This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I love sending Kim news because she gets irritated. Whatever irritates Kim, I like
too
to
funny,
do.
Mama.
So that happens with Kim. I was like, I had to.
Too funny, mama. This sucker said blink, blink.
Right.
And a blink, blink.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's start over. Here we go.
We got to start over.
Three, two.
That's such a great beginning. Are you kidding?
Three, two.
I hate you.
One.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Two Funny Mamas. I'm Kim Whitley. And, oh, where is Sherry Shepherd? Oh, she's not here again. But Chris is here. Chris, say hi to the people.
Hey, Kim.
What? Why? What is wrong with your hellos? Are you on meth? I just need to know what's happening. Are you in the bathroom?
I'm not. I just, you know, I'm so focused. And that was a little clunky. Maybe you want me to try it again? Hey, Kim,
yes.
Great to be here. What's happening? What's going on in your world?
No. It's right when I say, hey, everybody, welcome to Funny Mamas. I'm Kim Whitley, and this, I got my boy Chris here.
Hey, everybody, See? It's Chris Denman, live Jesus. In St. Louis.
And y'all wonder why. Okay, wait, now I don't
know. Oh, look, now she's out of control.
Oh, hush. Now you wonder why I haven't given you any. This is why.
This is the reason.
This is the reason. You're not up on it. Oh, that's my junk in the back. I was like, what is that behind my head? I'm in my dressing room, everyone, on the show Daily Pop. It's, as you can see, a little empty because I've been here for a minute, but I'm on the show all week, and then I will be on it next week, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Do you get up early for that?
Do I get what?
Do you get up early for that?
Yes, I get up 4 a.m. So I go to bed about 9 p.m. But I get up at 4 a.m., creep out the house. Rodney helps me with Joshua, so thank God.
That's
and
great.
Joshua's getting older, so he, not like I leave him in the house, but if his brother's there, he'll stay there, and then Rodney will come take him to school.
Does Joshua ever want to come to set with you?
You know, I'm gonna be honest with you. Joshua used to love coming to set with me, but now he's over. He's like, it's TV, it's what you do, and he's over it. It's like me when I would date a police officer. Once I got over the gun and all the excitement, date a firefighter. I was like, ooh, you put on this, you climb up the thing, you get over it.
Right. That's enough is enough. Hey, do you hear that sound in the background?
Yeah, what is that foolishness? It's my favorite.
Oh, wow.
Energy drink right here. Celsius, you know I drink it.
Celsius. Look at this. I'm leaving the sound on because you have a special co-host. You might remember him from your time on Wendy.
Wait a minute. Is that who's making all that damn noise?
I can't believe it. I don't even want to mute him. I wasn't going to say that.
What? I can't understand. What does he know he's on? Look at him. Looking crazy. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, it is my boy, my co-host with me on the Wendy Williams Show, Finesse Mitchell.
Hey. What's up, Kim? I'm good. Now, let me ask you something. I got a little box over your head. I look super clear. And then on this two-way box, I look
you can make,
one is it?
You know what? No. It's like you can make that little box really big so you can see how you really look. Or you can squish it back up in the corner. Everybody, this is Finesse Mitchell's first time on the podcast, so he got to go through all his rigmarole and foolishness.
Well, I just want to make sure that I'm not looking too crazy. Like, looking crazy because I look crazy, that's fine. Looking crazy because I'm having technical difficulties, no, I got to fix that. So, no.
Chris, nah. Chris, say hi. Chris,
what's up, Finesse? You know, Kim, I'll dig up How's the picture. Look? You look good, Finesse, and he's at the Laugh Factory. You got all the signatures. I interviewed Finesse in St. Louis probably, I don't know, 5 years ago. So
I ain't never met Chris a day in my life. Lies.
Hey, careful. I got receipts, pal.
Oh, God. I can't stand Finesse.
Wow. Kim, he does a Wendy show with you a couple times, and he forgets where he comes from. All right.
Well, you know, this is the thing.
That's not once again. And I forgot where I came from. I didn't need to do it a couple of times. I only needed to be booked once to know that I don't know Chris.
Fair enough.
Matter of fact, let me change my cell phone number right now. I forgot. I did do the Wendy show. I still got the same cell phone number. Let me change that.
That's so stupid.
Hey, Chris, how are you, my brother? What's going on?
Hey, I'm good. I'm glad Joe Coy is big enough to for you to acknowledge with the sweater on. So that's what I'm happy about.
It's very comfortable.
Do you have on Joe Coy? I remember Joe Coy. I back in the day, that was my boy, but I don't talk to him now. He big time. Oh.
Talk about he went from Filipino to African American back to Filipino. That's my brother. That's my Gemini brother from another mother. We twins. He is the much famous version of Finesse Mitchell. We are twins. So yeah, but I love his sweatshirt. It's very comfortable, and I'm thinking about Laugh Factory getting sweatshirts from the same material. So I wanted to show it to Mr. Jamie Masada so that we can get our sweatshirt game on.
That's good. I know Sherry does the Laugh Factory a lot. I'm gonna have to really pick up my comedy game. That's why you're in my life. I think to encourage me really to hit these stages more than I do, you know?
Chris, if Kim didn't tell you, I'm the new president of the Laugh Factory Comedy. It's called Laugh Factory Inc.
And she did not
I'm
tell
the
me
new president. Yes, brother, I'm El Jefe. And
hasn't been announced. That's why
that's
I didn't
right.
say anything.
I thought this
you're
was
right.
a bit. I was like, I've always heard that Jamie Masada? Yeah, Jamie runs it,
yes.
right? So you're officially part of the Laugh Factory, Inc.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Congratulations. Yes. So, that's amazing.
Between Thank him you. And Sherry keeping secrets, I don't know which one is worse.
Careful, Kim.
Oh, that's Sherry Shepherd. Oh, she moving. She moving, moving.
Okay. Literally and figuratively, she is moving. So good for her.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, because I'm a hater.
So as far as Sherry and Wendy is concerned, I definitely wished her a congratulations. And then she sent me a text that said, thank you so much. Sorry it took me so long to get back to you. But then she said, I'm not the permanent co-host. But then I said, everything in Hollywood and everything on the news says you are. So again,
yes,
congrats. And so that's all I know. And all I know is when she's on, she's killing it and she does an amazing job. So
yes.
Whether she is or she's not, I'm so confused, but I will say I love her and congratulations.
That's right. We're going to go ahead.
Now, as far as two funny mamas are concerned, I know one half of the funny mamas may have way more information than I have. So I'm going to just defer all of that to you.
Here's what we know. Here's what Kim knows. I'll just go ahead and cut it off. We know that Sherry is going to be filling in as a fill-in guest host on The Wendy Show. So be sure to look forward to that.
Yeah, we do know that. But I think there's going to be an announcement any day.
All right. Take a hint.
My bad. Oh, my God. Well, she's not here today. So, Finesse, I'm glad that you popped on. You know what? Tell everyone of our listeners Vanessa Mitchell, like where you came from. You've been doing stand-up, but give us a little background on you, if you don't mind.
I was born in a log cabin. My mother was raised in Kentucky. She is a descendant of the family of Abraham Lincoln. She was in that lineage. Yes. Our great grandfather, yes, was he was the inside slave. He was the one, because of his lighter skin, he was in the house. And so,
Chris, so, I don't know what part of this is true and most of it is lies. Kim, I'm not going to sit here.
I don't disrespect you as a performer or a person ever. You're one of my favorite people in the world, but can you just say yes and? Can we please just yes and to this? Come on.
Yes
let's
and.
See, let's see where it goes.
We want to see how far you don't understand. And, Finesse can go. Are you kidding and, me? Have you seen his Instagram?
Announcing the Mocha Podcast Network, an innovative lifestyle podcast network featuring conversations from a Black perspective. Curated with respected voices led by actresses and comedians Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley.
We're funny and we have a point of view. We call that edumatainment. That's what we call it.
Is that what it is?
Veteran TV journalist Rolanda Watts.
Shocking the heck out of everybody.
The legendary Unky Divas in Vogue.
This topic is girl groups in the industry.
To syndicated broadcast personalities Lonnie Love and Dee Dee McGuire, as well as an array of experts and activists. Mocha Podcast Network, a lifestyle destination with authentic voices and perspectives designed to enrich and empower women of color with a unique listening experience. More than a destination, the Mocha Podcast Network is a full-service studio that offers an ongoing portfolio of production, distribution, marketing, guest booking, and most importantly, ad sales. With a unique revenue model for podcasters that includes customized promotional campaigns created specifically around podcaster and targeted audience, service social media promos and pushes, MPN brand advertising, targeted electronic newsletter, experienced sales representation. For advertisers, the Mocha Podcast Network is a safe marketplace to align their brands with trusted voices, organically engaging the highly in-demand female consumer and more. With quality over quantity, from concept to completion, now is the time for content creators and brands to join the innovative Mocha Podcast Network and experience unapologetic conversations with a new perspective.
Have you seen Finesse's Instagram? He can make up a story. He can do my favorite thing when he did the inauguration.
Oh.
Now, didn't you do something recently?
It's Jay Lowe in this bitch. No, anyway, go ahead.
Didn't you do something recently? I had the sound off, but I saw you with the Super Bowl stuff. I said, this fool probably doing another one.
Yes. So what I did was that since my Super Bowl tickets, since I found out that they were actually using your telephone to scan the real Super Bowl tickets, I just basically had to go put a green screen behind myself to act like I was at the Super Bowl, because the person who sold me the bootleg Super Bowl tickets, apparently you just can't screenshot Ticketmaster. No, it has to be an authentic ticket. Time show behind me on a green screen as I talked and promoted myself at the Arlington Improv saying that I was at the Super Bowl. And so, you know.
Oh my God.
But like I was saying, so my great great grandfather, who was on the inside of the house of Abraham Lincoln's parents, he was actually the first drug dealer in the South and had to escape down to Georgia. So I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. My mother and everybody were from Atlanta, Georgia, was from Southwest Atlanta.
Jesus.
And I came up through comedy, just watching Def Comedy Jam and watching Uptown. You know, the two New York shows that used to be back in the day? Uptown
Def
Comedy
Jam,
Hour.
Uptown and, Comedy Hour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, did you ever do Comic View? or anything like
so
that?
So I did Comic View. My very first Comic View was in Atlanta, Georgia. Ricky Smiley was.
Okay.
I was just starting out in the game, and somebody couldn't go on, and they came in the room. Tony Spires, I believe, from Bay Area. He came in the room, and he said, Finesse, you're on. You're on tonight. We had a fallout. And that was my first television appearance.
Oh.
And then 6 years after that, I was on Saturday Night Live. So that's kind of like my short story. Once you get on Saturday Night Live, then it's sort of like it's up to you to do what you want to do with it. But when they did the background check and found out my great-great-grandfather was the first drug dealer in Kentucky and we had to all flee to Georgia, they let me go.
Tough way to go. Hey,
the end, Chris. See how that all comes full circle?
That's right. That's why you just got to keep saying yes. So wait, what's that phone call like, or what was your audition like for SNL? I'm sure you've told the story a million times, but it's kind of a legendary thing, right? And it's got to be nerve-wracking.
Well, yes. So my phone call basically was, hey, Kel Mitchell is not available. Do you want to do it? And I said, yes.
Shut up.
And I said, yes. So they thought that no one would know the difference between, you know, Keenan and Kel versus Keenan and Finesse, because our last name was both Mitchell. So they just said, hey, we'll slide you right in. All you got to do is say good burger, and we'll see what happens. And it was just a phone call. The rest is history, man. I was living jungle adjacent here in L.A. behind Magic Johnson Theater.
So was I. That's hilarious.
Yeah. And I got the phone call. Let me tell you when you know you're in the hood in L.A., Chris.
I'm listening.
I had 1,800 square apartment for $525 a month.
In L.A.?
Damn.
That's how you know you're in the hood. Your apartment is either extra big and you paying $525 because nothing works in it, but the space is there.
Yeah,
or
yes,
you're paying $525 for something that's like a bed coming out of the wall.
That's incredible.
And being from Atlanta, I found out that rodeo and rodeo are two different streets. It's not the same neighborhood.
It's not. It's spelled the same.
It's spelled exactly
the same.
But rodeo doesn't have a Jamba Juice. It does not. It does not have anything.
No.
It doesn't have an LA Fitness. It doesn't have a...
What does it have?
it has a lot of iron bars.
Yes, so, got a lot of iron bars. Some fast food you ain't never heard of. Yep. Some of those off-brand fast food places.
Like Indiana.
Yes. Mama J's Burgers. Cousin Skeeter's Grits. You know,
Burger Prince.
Burger Prince. You remember when you would go cereal shopping and your mama would pass the name brand and go to Apple Wheels?
I got Clownos.
Apple Jacks. Apple Wheels. You know what I mean?
Clown. Oh my God. Y'all are out of control. That is true. I was about to buy Joshua something the other day. I was like, why am I paying $5 for a box of cereal when the same box of cereal is next to it for $2.99?
And it come with five boxes.
Yeah, it come with five boxes. And the cereal.
You get five boxes of Apple Wheels.
Yeah. And wait. And the cereal is a little harder to chew, though. It's a little tougher on your teeth. I think it's a little tougher.
They don't use the nice sugar.
I don't think it's a little rough. That is so funny. Where did you in adjacent the when we say the jungle, baby? It was back in the day. It has a beautiful name. It was all a lot of black celebrities lived there in the 60s. But baby, the jungle now is the jungle. Where did you live, jungle adjacent?
There was a street called Lachlan. And Lachlan was off of Stocker. And Stocker, first of all, First of all, Magic Johnson's parking lot on the other side of his theater had a Taco Bell or a Del Taco.
Yes.
One of them.
Del, I know exactly where that is. Taco Bell. Yep.
Okay. So
and it was across that, from the swap meet. Mm-hmm.
Right. So that street, that very next street, the street over from that street in the neighborhood was my street.
Okay, that
so basically
street
come down,
was Marlton. That street that the Taco Bell was on was Marlton, where the YMCA sat. I lived behind the so I lived in the building behind the YMCA.
Right, I lived on the very next block adjacent to Marlton was a street called Lachlan. And so, it went up into one of those circles. You know what I mean? One of those cul-de-sacs.
Yep,
that's not a real cul-de-sac. It's that I just called it a circle because I don't think you're supposed to be like selling goods out of the circle. You know what I mean? A cul-de-sac is just a house. It's houses that surround the cul-de-sac, and you pull into your driveway. Yep. Well, no, there were real businesses in this circle. You could get white t-shirts, socks.
Yep.
You could get brand new decks of cards, dominoes, incense. People just set up
incense
in the circle.
In the circle. You know, wow.
This is a real story. I'll never forget that I went to Bublin and Dublin's. Yeah, Dublin's. So Dublin's was a place on Soul Food
Sunset. Restaurant.
No. Dublin's.
Oh,
Dublin's.
No, Dublin.
The comedy club. Yeah, the comedy club. Well, it wasn't a comedy club. It was like a bar, and it was on Sunset across from Miyagi's. And it used to be a bar. And okay. it was in Jay-Z's song, To Peanuts in L.A., To Bublin in Dublin's. Ha, I'm a hustler, baby. On Wednesday night, it was a comedy night. Alonzo Bolden, Dane Cook, all these different people. And so I met a very nice Caucasian lady in Dublin's. And I brought her back to the jungle adjacent area of my neighborhood. And I will never forget pulling up to my place. And we got out of the car. And three dudes was like, oh, hell no. And so I'm just sort of like, okay, mind y'all business.
Right.
But more people started coming out of the house into the circle. So
what?
Now it's like a little audience. Like, oh, no, he didn't. Oh, So my friend felt very intimidated. And she said, should we say hey? I said, hell no. I don't know these people. You know, I think we should just go in. And this dude said, yo, buddy, ain't you from Comic View? And I said, yes. And he said, come here. And I said, okay. I said, wait right here. And I went up to this guy who I did not know. But I see him. I see him all the time. We just never spoke.
Uh-huh.
He said, hey, man, I know you're doing your comedy thing, but don't do that. I said, don't do what? He said, don't be bringing the heat down here. I said, what's the heat? He said, if something happened to her, I said, what would happen to her? It was like on cue. It was a movie. Some black girls came out of their house and said, who this white bitch? And I was like, okay, we got to go. So it was 1998-ish where I felt like people were just going to fight this young lady just to fight her. You know what I mean?
He said, don't bring the heat.
Yeah, so don't bring no heat. If something go wrong, if something happened down here, if something happened to her, it blow up the whole spot. And my naive ass is like, what are you talking about? Man, we about to go watch TV. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden I heard, who is that white bitch? Hell no, he's a white bitch down here. And people start going, bro. So anyway, that was just one of my jungle adjacent stories where.
Yes, it, 98. You know,
everybody was looking out for their businesses. And they were warning me that my job were not funny enough to be side company to the circle, you know.
To the circle.
But other than that, Kim, you know, I love that experience. I love living there. Of course, I love my people.
Me too.
And every time I went to the improv and every time I went to the Laugh Factory and had to drive all the way back there, it just made, it just motivated me more to say, hey, I got to come up with something to get, you know, even though it's affordable, I got a lot of space, you know, I shouldn't have a college refrigerator. You know, I should have a real, refrigerator. You know what I mean? I should.
And the truth is there were gunshots down there.
And helicopters.
Yep. There are a lot of helicopters, a lot of gunshots. That's where I learned. They were like, you lay on the floor. I was like, this is too much. You know, Vanessa Bell Calloway lived on that street. It was a lot of us. You know?
And what was crazy was up in the hill, famous Black Hollywood lived above us.
Sure did. Up in the Baldwin Hills, right above us.
Yep. Right above us.
Yep.
Did either of you either of you ever think you were gonna have to move back home when you moved to LA?
It was in the back of my mind that I could go back home. That was the blessing. You know, mm-hmm. that you had a place to go back to. But it motivated you, I think, Vanessa probably says, to keep going.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Somebody told me, and I actually know who it was. It was Tony Rock and a comedian named Butch Bradley. And we were sitting in Mel's Diner on Sunset Boulevard. And Butch had said, y'all want to make it out here? Because Tony was probably there a year ahead of me. He mm-hmm. said, y'all want to make it out here in LA? Leave. No matter how tough it gets, don't leave. Because if you leave, you ain't coming back. And so in my mind, I said, no matter how bad it gets, don't move back to Atlanta. Because of course, if you move back home, where my mama is cooking for me, I'm in my old room, I could do comedy in Atlanta. I just didn't have the goal to be one of the funniest guys in Atlanta, you know, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Because who knew 10 years later, you could be on your cell phone and do comedy in your room from wherever you at, and the industry will come find you. You know, that's the new gig. Just be funny where you at and stay consistent and keep posting. And eventually somebody, you know, you build up your fan base and somebody will find you. But back then it was like, back then it was like, you moving to New York or LA? Which one? Atlanta hadn't even blown up yet. A production company as a producer, you know, a production side is Black Hollywood. I can't say Black Hollywood, as Hollywood. You know, they have like 200 productions going on in Atlanta right now. But who knew? Yeah. I would stay my ass in Atlanta.
Stay right in Atlanta. Please tell our listeners where they can find you, because we're going to put it up for our viewers. But our listeners, tell them about your social media. I want to make sure.
Oh, I was about to say, you can find me in West Hills.
Shut up, fool.
Better now. Gucci Sweater now. Okay. You can find me on Instagram at Finesse Mitchell.
Oh, shut up, drop the thing.
Look at that. He's upset.
I done dropped the damn thing. Damn it. Messing with you.
You can find me on Instagram. My name is Finesse, people. And stop trying to overcomplicate it. It's F-I-N. It's not P-H-I nothing. It's F-I-N-E-S-S-E. It's not finest. It's not fine.
What is
Finesse?
Finesse. Like the word.
It's not, wait a minute.
Finesse Mitchell.
Phineas.
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 Phineas. I've gotten it Mitchell. All. But it's all one word. Finesse Mitchell at Instagram. I mean, at Finesse Mitchell on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Kim, my co-host for Wendy Williams. We did the damn thing. I heard our ratings were great. We looked amazing. And
I heard our ratings. Our ratings were great. And you know what I loved about it, Finesse? We had fun.
What's that?
We had fun even from the first day. We was nervous and a little stiff, but we had fun from day one. And as we went on, it got better and better. And you know, you start pulling out my chair, climbing up. So just it was just a good time. We got on the Shade Room. You know, we got Lamar Odom clap back at me.
Ball alert is different. Yeah. Who knew? You talk about the Kardashians, you can go viral.
Yeah, who would have?
You know what? But I think people always talk about the Kardashians. But I think sometimes when you say something that kind of resonates with people, they're like, okay, that's worth reposting. Because to me, the Kardashian storyline is just such low-hanging fruit. And unfortunately, we can't tell the news from the news they generate. Like, Kim, what if Kanye West, Kris Jenner, Kim, Pete Davidson, Scott, Chloe, Lamar, what if they have dinner every month talking about what is this month's storyline?
Doesn't sound that far off.
Wow.
Okay, Pete, I'm going to say on Super Bowl Sunday, you do this, 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 and that. Okay, I'm going to say that alone with these billionaires.
We don't.
And we, like and you we, said, and we eat it up.
Yeah.
I did not say that. I did not say Illuminati.
There's some secret stuff going on here. I'm telling you. Because you're right. I didn't say Illuminati. What if? I know you didn't.
But what if?
I did.
Okay.
What if? And it could very well be the case.
You know what? Who gets mad at their baby's mother for dating someone else? But in their posts, they include, hey, I didn't mean to be the number one trending subject above the Super Bowl on Super Bowl Sunday. Like, who starts the sentence that way? Who does that, Chris?
It feels like we're in a movie half the time.
It feels like we're in a movie.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, 2 days later, Kim, now I'm starting to fear for Pete Davidson's life because I don't want anybody, to hurt Pete because of what Kanye is saying. Like who knows if that's not, act two, of the scripted thing that they put at the beginning of the month because, hey, y'all, the Super Bowl, how do we take the narrative?
How do we take the narrative?
If they end up fighting on a Jake Paul card, I'm gonna be livid. I'm like, we bought this hook, line, and sinker.
Kanye versus Pete Davidson on Thriller, or whatever you call it, Thriller Network, hosted by Jake Paul and Snoop Dogg.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Special guest Mike Tyson.
Right.
Biggest pay per view of all time.
I'm telling you, I think Kanye would do it.
Of course, he would do it.
Yes, that's what concerns me. It's out of control, and he talking about he loves her, just wants her back.
I know Kim, you've been around the Kardashians some. Are you friendly with them? Uh-huh. Or Finesse? Do either of you know Kanye personally? Have you spent any time with him?
Well, me personally, Kim, you want to go first?
No, go ahead. Please.
Me personally, my first year, I believe, on Saturday Night Live, he was just coming out, college dropout, and we had him on the show, and I gave him a Chicago White Sox bathrobe, very nice velour, thick Chicago White Sox bathrobe. Someone had brought me one for the Atlanta Braves, and they said, hey, Kanye is on this week. Could you pass this to him? And I said, yeah, I'd love to. And so I went into his dressing room. I gave him the bathrobe. And he was so like, oh, my God, this is dope. Thank you for shade this man. And he put it on. And he was like, and this was like brand new. I'm newly famous Kanye. So he was very appreciative. And we took a picture. And we actually had a sketch. Because this was an episode where Will Ferrell was saying, Finesse not Keenan, Finesse not Keenan. He was trying to remember our names. And he kept saying, Finesse not Keenan, Finesse not Keenan. And so when he came up to me, he was like, hey, Keenan. And then I was like, I'm Finesse. And then he was like, damn it. And then Keenan comes by and says, I told you. And I pay him some money. And he walks off.
That's funny.
And Lauren comes out and he says, Finesse, just check on Kanye and make sure he doesn't do what he's going to do. Make sure he doesn't do what he did on that telethon. This is live TV. We just got to be careful. And I said, why do you want me to talk to him? And he gives me this look like. You know. Oh, no. So yeah. But that was my first time meeting him. That was my first time meeting him. He was super cool. And I've seen him maybe twice after that, but not enough to be like, hey, what's up, Kanye? Remember me from SNL? Nah.
Yeah. Nice.
Kim,
nice,
how long did you date Kanye?
Yes, Kim.
Oh, for a week, you know. Oh. I'm quick. No, I played Kanye's mother on an HBO show that it was a pilot, like Curb Your Enthusiasm, and it didn't get picked up, but it was so perfect and good. So I got to spend a lot of time with him. This was right before he started dating Amber Rose because he had another girlfriend. And it was just Kanye coming into his own. And the Kanye I know is quiet and sweet. And this other Kanye, I don't know if it's a public persona or whatever it is, persona, he, you know, I think he's just really in love. I think that he realized it's not just about Kim. He loves his family. And when you sit in that ranch by yourself, he by his damn self. So when you get everything taken away and you're used to your kids, you miss that. I think it's not just for a woman, it's for his complete family and family life.
And just for his mental, you know what I mean? He's had a tragic loss and what he's holding on to now. I've never heard Kanye talk about his brother or his sister. So what if he's an only child? So really, if he is an only child, I'm not sure. So if he is an only child, you know, you're not gonna lose your kids, you know. And in his mind, he's thinking, and I know he's thinking this, Pete Davidson, you gotta be kidding me. So I don't care who the person is. I don't think anybody in Kanye's mind will be worthy to hold that position or hold that spot, let alone be around kids.
Right.
And I think somebody as strong as Kim Kardashian, who's finally, you know, she's moved on as far as like to another level in her personal life where she's saying, I'm not putting up with this shit. I don't have to put up with this shit. You know, I was as supportive as I could be. But if you keep turning on me, I can't support you.
Right.
And clearly, I think he just pushed her to the point where she was like, okay, I'm a. Because you got to think about all the stuff we don't know about. We see all the public stuff. But there's probably 10 chapters of Kanye antics that we don't know about. That she's like, absolutely. Okay, I'm done. Yeah, I'm done. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Well, and Pete is an opportunist. Pete is an opportunist. The reason I say Pete is an opportunist, because it's like Kim comes on Saturday Night Live to host the show. And they're sort of like, hey, Kim, you guys are going through something? Well, want to go to an amusement park? Why not? It's like, not an opportunist in like, ooh, you know, here's one step up for me. But the door was open.
Right. Her heart, right. She was vulnerable.
She was
like
very vulnerable.
Like men do. Yeah, she was vulnerable.
Like
men y'all do. Come in for the kill. Like men do. Y'all come in for the kill. That's how pimps think they hoes.
Oh, come on, Kim.
One thing I know about SNL is that it's not like you coming in on Friday and you're going to shoot the show on Saturday. If you got any type of social skills and any game about yourself, I get to see you Monday to the following Sunday. I get to plan an approach every day until something works because I'm going to be around you. So me, time ago, he was like, you know, sometimes when you're around people for an entire week, we get to see the real them. It's not like they can like keep a facade up for an entire week. So you get to see the real them. So whatever you see, you keep it in house. We can't be the one leaking stuff to Page Six, because Page Six was big back in the day, when people are coming here and they trust us. And I was just like, okay, yeah, you ain't got to tell me twice. I said, again, why are you telling me? But anyway.
Kim, do you think Finesse ever made special friends with anybody that was there for a week?
No.
Me either. He's a good gentleman.
Yeah. I think No, he's a dirty rat sometimes. Probably was all he did. The reason I said that was no, he did his quickly. He moves fast. He probably was in and out of the dressing room, literally what? In and out.
Chris.
We lost.
See how your internet, his internet.
Yeah, his internet's coming out.
What?
Oh, you cut out.
What you say?
Oh, that's God.
That's God.
Yeah, and I've been burned. Horrible. That was God.
Huh? Did you say you've been burned?
We got a connection. We got a connection. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, there you go.
Okay. He's back. There you go.
Maybe.
I said I've been turned down by the best of Hollywood, the best of New York.
Best of New York. Like, I love it. Hey.
It's not like I didn't try to be like, so, hey, how you doing? I'm Finesse. You know what I mean? It's just like, at the time, I kind of took it seriously. Hey, don't try to date these people, because if something goes wrong and they go back and they tell Lauren, that new black guy, he tried to like ask me out. So I didn't really do that. Lo and behold, I didn't know I was opening the door for younger generations to come through. And now I was.
Younger generations to come through to what? Right at the good part. Younger generations to come through and do what?
I didn't know I was like laying a foundation for younger generations to come through.
Oh yes.
To fraternize with the host or the musical guest. You know, I think the rules have been lessened. You know what I mean?
You walk so Colin could run.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, funny.
I'll never forget. Tracy Morgan was like, "If it wasn't for Eddie, I would never know." Eddie talked to me and he said the do's and don'ts. So I'm going to tell you the do's and don'ts. Don't piss Lauren off. Don't have sex with the interns. All the girls in the blue jackets for NBC, they worked there. Nobody told me that. I just thought they all dressed alike.
Wise
oh,
words.
God!
You passed down.
Hysterical! Oh, my God.
I did my job to pass down my knowledge to the Jay Pharoahs and the Sashirs and the, you know, you got Ego, you got Chris Redd now. Like, I try to, like, say hello pass every now and then, check in. Leslie Jones.
Oh, you know. Yep, Leslie. Good job. Well, I got to run, Chris. This was fun. I know we didn't do a whole podcast.
No, it was nice to, for everybody tuning in, this was a last second thing. This is, we come out every Thursday at 2 p.m. Central. So whenever this makes it up, it'll be late, I'm sure. But this is, Finesse jumped on late. So huge shout out to Finesse. Kim's literally finishing up stuff. Sherry's busy. So they care about
Kim is renting. Kim is renting a WeWork right now. She is partying from a WeWork.
This is where it's at.
This is where it's at right now.
It does look like it is all.
Somebody needs the room right now, Chris.
Right.
Yes. It's a bunch of Asian kids right now.
My time is up.
Ma'am. Kim, before
I'm coming. All right.
Before we close out, I mentioned receipts. Wait, we could do this. There you go. Can you see that?
Oh, he had a full beard. Look at Finesse.
That's right.
Who's that? Finesse is in the red. I'm on my phone.
Finesse is in the red.
I thought you had the beard. Who's the dude with the beard?
That's Travis. That was my co-host on the radio show. Yeah.
Yeah.
And who's the white guy?
Yeah, stop it.
Travis gets out this month, right, Chris?
You know, we've been, if the good behavior thing works out.
Yeah.
Thank you for that recommendation on the lawyer, by the way.
Oh, y'all are silly. Oh, my God.
Hey,
so you did, yes. So Chris did meet you. See, receipts. That was great.
Yes. I definitely remember that early morning in the bar of.
It was.
Who
we were doing
the name of that bar was.
We were doing a remote, and we always had.
Yeah,
the
it
comics.
Was like. You want some Budweiser and ribs? I'm like, it is 9 o'clock in the morning. I don't.
I felt so bad. Not kidding you. Like the week before, I want to say Tom Green and Marlon Wayans or something. We had like, we had this other like space age, like incredible studio where they record albums, and poor Finesse had to come visit us at a bar in the morning because we were doing a remote.
People but he was nice and still came.
People
were sweeping.
That's embarrassing.
That is great. Y'all are crazy.
Congrats on the new gig.
Thank you so much.
Also, and Finesse. Congrats. That's incredible.
That's right. I'm very excited about your announcement, kind of, sort of. We're going to wish Sherry good luck. One of her
If you're in the Laugh Factory area. Absolutely. You got a couple of them. But if you're in the Laugh Factory area, if you're in Los Angeles, Chicago, Reno, Las Vegas, Long Beach, or San Diego, soon to put one in Santa Barbara and Saudi Arabia. But if you're in those cities and there's a Laugh Factory, come on through, come visit us. We got some of the best talent, and we are making sure this comedy torch gets passed down the right way.
Oh, and if you're a first year comic and you would like Finesse's cell phone number, let me know. He'll book you. I'll hook you up.
Yes. I will hurt you. I will hurt you bad.
Right. Crazy. Well, great. My goodness, Sherry will be back with us. Follow Finesse Mitchell on Instagram, at Finesse Mitchell. We will be back on the Wendy Williams Show soon, probably next month. Thank you, Chris, for everything that you've done today. Mm-hmm. Thank you to our listeners. Please go to buyjack.com/twofunnymamas and get some merchandise. We're about to find out the results this week. Next week, we'll know if we won the NAACP Image Award. We'll know by next podcast. So thank you so much. Remember, Sherry Shepherd. We don't know how long she's going to be with Two Funny Mamas.
Say these things. I literally talked to Sherry yesterday, and we are full steam ahead. Kim, you rumor mongering.
Chris, all I know is Kim emailed me a graphic, and on the graphic was one mama, one dad, still funny. And I was like, golly, are we moving in that direction?
Guess that's what we're doing now. Okay. We'll see you next week with Finesse and Kim on One Funny Mom, One Funny Dad. Okay. That's right. Live from the Laugh Factory.
One mama, one daddy, still funny. Live from the Laugh Factory.
quick shout out. Go watch Fat Tuesdays on Amazon. You'll see Kim in a lovely pair of overalls and follow Kim and Finesse. Shout them out. Kim, Finesse.
Oh, my goodness. Like, I will say this, Chris. 2021 and 2022 has intertwined Finesse and Kim more in this last 2 years than probably 15, 20, 30 years out here in LA, that our paths have crossed. Just not seeing each other as comedians, but as working comics. That's crazy. We got our names put on the wall at the Comedy Store at the same time.
Together.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Together on the same day. And now all these opportunities, from podcasting to guest co-hosting to just performing on stage together, that has all happened this year.
That's right.
So, and I just want to let you know, Kim, I love you. You're my sister, and you keep knocking dead. In any way I can support you, I will.
Thank you, sweetie, and love to your family, too.
All right. Bless y'all.
Thank you, Finesse. And Chris, I'm going to come hit that song.
April 30th. April 30th. Come hang out. We'll see you. Thanks, everybody.
Two funny mamas. Two funny mamas.
Announcing the Mocha Podcast Network, an innovative lifestyle podcast network featuring conversations from a Black perspective. Curated with respected voices led by actresses and comedians Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley.
We're funny and we have a point of view. We call that edumatainment. That's what we call it.
Is that what it is?
Veteran TV journalist Rolanda Watts.
Shocking the heck out of everybody.
The legendary Unky Divas in Vogue.
This topic is girl groups in the industry.
to syndicated broadcast personalities Lonnie Love and Dee Dee McGuire, as well as an array of experts and activists. Mocha Podcast Network, a lifestyle destination with authentic voices and perspectives designed to enrich and empower women of color with a unique listening experience. More than a destination, the Mocha Podcast Network is a full-service studio that offers an ongoing portfolio of production, distribution, marketing, guest booking, and most importantly, ad sales. With a unique revenue model for podcasters that includes customized promotional campaigns created specifically around podcaster and targeted audience, service social media promos and pushes, MPN brand advertising, targeted electronic newsletter, experienced sales representation. For advertisers, the Mocha Podcast Network is a safe marketplace to align their brands with trusted voices, organically engaging the highly in-demand female consumer and more. With quality over quantity, from concept to completion, now is the time for content creators and brands to join the innovative Mocha Podcast Network and experience unapologetic conversations with a new perspective.